This would be a real good time for me to leave. This is an awesome responsibility that Dr. Robinson and God have put upon me, and I hope I can measure up to it a little bit. I have always enjoyed all of the Tennessee Temple people that came to work for me. One gentleman that I have in mind, and I saw him a while ago, is Bill Jones. And I thought I'd tell a story on him. It would be an untrue story, but I thought I would do so if he would permit me to do so. I see these Tennessee Temple people come in and enter school for the first time, raw and fresh and green, and I watch them mature and come and shake my hand and say they're going to take a church in some faraway state. The story I was going to tell on Bill was that when he first came to work down there and I found out that he was at Tennessee Temple, I thought I ought to give him a little of an examination. And I said, "Bill, do you know the definition for an apostle?" And he came right back and he says, "Why, of course I do. An apostle is the wife of an epistle." That wouldn't have been true, but I thought maybe I might give you a little bit of the church history of Chattanooga that you won't get in, as you study church history. The first church that came to this section was undoubtedly the Congregational Church, the New England that sent their missionaries to Cherokee Indians. And it was named the Brainerd Mission, and we have Missionary Ridge to identify that, and the Brainerd Mission Cemetery is still out at Eastgate. The next group of people that came in by flatboat down the Tennessee River and afoot were the Baptists. Then later the circuit riding Methodists came in. Later on, when the trains were built, railroads were built into Chattanooga, the Presbyterians came in. And then when they put the parlor car and the Pullmans on, the Episcopalians came in. As I grow older, and I wish I could say wiser, I have begun to remember the words of my elders, and perhaps you will think of that also. I think of a sainted Sunday school teacher who made me memorize John 3:16. And she did so in such a way that the verse has never left me for some 75 years. I remember a first grade school teacher. I entered her class in September of 1907, and just 3 months later, she had me reading the second chapter of Luke at the Christmas exercises. I don't know whether I read it or whether she finally made me memorize it, but I did. And as a tradition at each of our News Free Press Christmas parties, I claim the privilege of reading Luke 2. About the time I got to be 50 or 60 years of age, I suddenly discovered how very smart my father was. I do remember that he had an old roll-top desk. And I remember two verses that he had pasted up on that. One was that God works in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. I thought for a good long while that it was in the Bible. I later discovered that it was not. It was in a hymn. But it's a great sentence, and it's a great expression of the miracles that God does perform for all of us each hour and each day. He had another one pasted up there that said, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches." And he lived that. He believed it. I never knew him to participate in a shady deal of any kind. As a matter of fact, he was financially broke in the panic of 1893, and again in 1907, and again in 1924. And he paid all of his creditors back in full, and when he died, he could say that no man ever lost any money on him. I helped him to pay back that 1924 debt, and it was better than going to school. My mother, bless her heart, Proverbs has many ways of giving expression to this, but hers, I thought, was a little bit more understandable. She said, if you fool with trash, you'll get your hands dirty. And later on, as I found myself with bad associates and in environments that I ought not to be in, I could remember that she said, if you fool with trash, you're going to get your hands dirty. I grew up in a family that used a lot of four-letter words, such as W-O-R-K, work, H-O-P-E, hope, S-O-A-P, soap, L-O-V-E, love, and they stay with you. Surgery within the past year found me with a new appreciation of the 23rd Psalm, and I was delighted to have you give utterance to it so grandly a little while ago. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, thy rod and thy staff are with me. And later on, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amazing Grace is indeed my favorite. I don't know the second verse to the Star Spangled Banner. I know the first. But the one verse in Amazing Grace that tops them all, it's the fifth in most of the hymnals. It goes something like this. When I've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, I have no less days to sing God's praise than when I first begun. It seems to me that says everything. That leaves out nothing. I'm reminded that the Bible is constantly advising us to get wisdom. Knowledge comes from man. Wisdom surely must come from God. And I do believe that there's more knowledge in the world than there is wisdom. It says that with all thy getting, givest thou first understanding. Certainly, those of you who are engaged in the study of literature, you've got to say that the story of the prodigal son is the greatest short story ever written by man or God. Do I believe in miracles? Well, I sure do, and I can prove it. Dr. Lee Robinson will testify that in his leadership of this great institution, that when he and the college have been faced with times of testing and adversity, that the solution came about just did not casually happen. It was the result of prayer and was fully surrounded by God's hand and God's modern-day miracles. I want to tell you about the miracle of News Free Press. And it is a miracle. The fact that it's there is a miracle. The fact that it publishes every day is nothing less than a miracle. By all logic and by all that you could know about managing a business, it's not supposed to be there. In 1968, after some years of a joint publication agreement with the Times, I decided to get out and go it alone. Well, the first 120 weeks, I lost $750,000 that I didn't have. I owed so much money a show dog couldn't jump over it. Finally, in the third year, as a result of one miracle right after the other, began to make a little bit of money. But there's no man-made explanation for how it all happened. I cannot explain it to you. If somebody wants to ask me how it was done, I have no explanation. I remember being overdrawn $100,000 one day at the bank, and before the day was over, a friend of mine came to me and said he had $100,000 and would I like to borrow it for a little while. You can't explain that. That don't come in books. You just that don't explain it. All of us have an image. All of us have a personality. All of us are perceived by those around us as we actually are. Tennessee Temple students, you have an image. It's a good image. And and you can't fool people around you. Tennessee Temple University, can't fool anybody. Whatever it is, it is well perceived. The News Free Press has an image, has personality. It's a being, and we may be able to fool ourselves about what it is, but we can't fool those people that read it, and we can't fool those people that are around it. Whatever the paper is there for, I've got to tell you that God has spared it, and I'm going to keep on trying to do everything I can to make him let it keep going and let me keep going. I don't want him mad at me, not after these miracles. It's a great pleasure for me to be here. I had no idea that there was anything like this going on anywhere. I'm impressed. I'm pleased. I'm gratified. I will feel better all day today because you let me be here and listen to me so kindly.
Hey. 83 years old, and all of these years at the same job every day. What he said about the hours of work, that's true. I've heard that from many people. How many hours per day puts you on the job? Still does. Doesn't have to. Could stop, sit down, take a rest. Could even go to Florida. Sit on a bench with the rest of them. But, no, I'm kidding. But he doesn't do it. 83. I tell you, that inspires me. I hope you listen carefully. He said some wise things, and things that will help you a whole lot. I hope you remember. And I thought it was 83, and I'll be 75 in exactly 1 month from today. Don't forget it, please. 75. And I'm going to work on that 83 business. And I get there, I'm going to work on Dr. Weigel's 95. And just keep going to heaven. Doctor, Roy McDonald, we want to present you with something from our student body and from all of us. Tennessee Temple University honors Mr. Roy McDonald, publisher of the Chattanooga News Free Press, for his 48 years of untiring, dedicated service to the people of the Chattanooga area, October 24, 1984. God bless you.